I guess that's my next question. Other than the Android and Samsung part of it, it's a flip phone, which historically we have called fads, said we didn't want a flippable iPhone.
Yeah.
How are you feeling now?
I really like it, honestly. Yeah.
Uh-oh.
Welcome to Recycle Bin, episode 29.
Oh my fuck.
It's time to record the podcast.
Okay.
Recycle Bin is a podcast that we do.
I feel like it takes a lot to get me... Well,
spooky?
Well, yeah. I get scared often, but all of the air left my body in one go. And I'm
one,
trying to catch
one
it.
Big breath out. Yay, Recycle Bin.
Wow, try to contain your excitement.
It's been a while. We keep recording late.
You know what I wish this was?
What?
I'm just going to come out and say it like it is. Brother man.
Oh, go ahead.
I wish this was the only thing we did.
Mm-hmm. I know what you're saying.
I wish we did Front Page Tech a couple times a year when we felt, you know, like we had something real juicy. Or we wanted to make a documentary.
Okay.
But in a perfect world, I'm just gonna give them the tea. Peel back the curtain.
Go ahead. Peel it back.
Because what we want to do and what we can do kind of don't align most of the time. But
I think it's most people on Earth at this point.
Oh, sorry. Did you do a whole intro like you wanted?
Yeah.
Okay.
Sure.
In an ideal world, if I could flip a switch and everything was exactly the way I would want it, and it would be accepted by the audience and the world, I would kill the Recycle Bin channel.
Mm-hmm.
I would put Recycle Bin on the Front Page Tech channel, and that would be the consistent content that's uploaded every week.
Okay.
They would get more uploads.
Yeah, maybe we'll do it.
That way, Recycle Bin every week on the Front Page Tech channel, and then when we feel like it, big production of sorts.
That might happen.
You want news? Watch Recycle Bin. You want space talk? Watch Recycle Bin.
We got a lot of that.
I feel like people would revolt.
Why?
Not these people. These people are the cool people, but a lot of the other
people that
are shallow and terrible and nerds.
Mm-hmm.
I know that there's probably no one watching right now that remembers, but...
Oh, I know what you're going to say.
There was a period where we did Front Page Tech for like many years with actually zero views, which meant negative money.
Not actually zero, but like a couple thousand.
Closer to zero than we are now.
Yes, very many.
Like maybe 300. Remember 301, the days of 301?
Yes. 314?
YouTube would get stuck at like trying to verify your views at 301.
Mm-hmm.
And because people didn't watch the whole thing or something, they were just like, it must not be real. So there was, I think we were like three or four years in, and we were all exhausted from doing it. And I was just like, I don't want to do the show anymore. Like, putting the effort in to record and edit, but it was so easy. The editing the show was like not hard then.
Yeah, no, it wasn't really an edit.
None of that was hard, but we decided, well, really, I decided that I wasn't going to do the regular show, and Front Page Tech was going to become a podcast every day, like a half hour long podcast every day. So there was a single season 3, I think, of Front Page Tech.
Was that really that far along? That season 3?
Mm-hmm.
Really?
Yeah. That was...
Good God.
That just was randomly a podcast. And shockingly, we went from like 300-something views per show to getting 1,000.
It was really popular.
That helped us break... Well, yeah, popular for us at the time. And then for season 4, we brought it back as like the regular
show. Yeah.
I wish we could just do that again, except Recycle Bin takes over and...
It may happen.
I may
pull the trigger.
The things that they say may convince me that that's a good idea.
Yeah.
Even if it's not.
Yeah, I mean, long-form content, you know, got a lot more things to say.
Well, we could put so many ads in this.
That's true.
We could put four...
Many ads.
If we put 4 ads in an 8-minute episode of Front Page Tech, people would be very angry. If we put 4 ads in, let's say, an hour and a half or 2 hours of Recycle Bin, you can't be as angry.
You could be a little mad. A little anger coming through.
No.
But not many angers. Today on Recycle Bin.
Oh, go ahead.
I'm spitballing this one.
Spit.
Spit
daddy.
We might have some iPhone news to talk about.
We might?
Okay. Well, you said maybe in the notes.
Oh, yeah, maybe. Yeah. Might. Maybe.
I now am the owner of an Android phone.
Yeah.
We'll see, or wait to see what that one is. I have it right here. Oh, yeah. It's behind the MacBook.
See it. I
hid it. It's wow. right here. I'm moving my hand. You can't see what it is. Ooh, mystery.
Wow.
So we'll talk about that. Here's me dropping it.
Leave your guesses in the comments. Don't cheat.
I mean, you'll have to. You could just wait.
Don't wait.
We're going to talk about it.
Leave your guesses in the comments.
Yeah. I still have an iPhone, but also an Android phone. So we'll talk about that. And then we will talk about WrestleMania things, but somebody hasn't seen it
all. Okay, all right.
So that's crazy.
Why did you look at me like that?
Because I'm annoyed. and then, of course, voicemails from you, the listener, the viewer.
You, Django's going to knock down all of our shit.
You can call us, leave your own voicemail at 404-919-5530. That's, yeah, but I hope you could hear it.
404-919-5530. Call that number, leave us a voicemail. And you know what? There may be a scenario where we record two episodes back to back. So you should leave all of the voicemails. If you're like, wow, I want to leave them a voicemail, but I never do it because I just assume other people are doing it and will get ahead of me and I won't be featured, so I'm not even going to waste my time.
Mm-hmm.
Now's the time to waste your time.
Yeah,
because it won't be wasted.
That's true. Yeah, we've been, we haven't been missing uploads, but this is a little late.
Yeah,
just life stuff.
We're still making it every week, but
yeah. So we're gonna try to adapt the schedule to make sure you guys get them on time
and on the main channel because it's gonna be the only thing we do someday.
Maybe
that's my. Everyone dreams like they have like a 9-to-5 and they dream of something else. Like they start a side gig and they're like, "Wow, I really wish my Etsy shop would."
That's what this is.
This is our Etsy shop.
Yeah, I mean technically. And hey, speaking of Etsy shop and shop. store.frontpagetech.com
buy our Etsy stuff handmade yeah. by us.
It's not it's
we
hand...
painstakingly you wonder why we're late every week. It's because we're in the dark.
We're sewing t-shirts
and
incorrect.
Hats
not
and
true.
Pants and socks.
Wow, we're both wearing black today. Look at that. You can barely see us on the monitor.
Do you think we just look like floating heads?
Oh yeah, well you normally do.
What does that
we
mean?
We just don't have much of a neck.
That's not.
No, I'm kidding.
Look at my neck.
I'm kidding.
Look.
I'm just trying to. I know you're self-conscious about your little neck.
It's not little. Do I sound self-conscious? I don't sound.
Oh, yeah. I also got a little bit of a sniffle, so that might come through. We'll see. I
yeah,
it up
but why is
over.
The question.
Why do I have a sniffle?
Yeah.
Probably allergies.
Are you sick, boy? Did you get sick?
Lightly.
Or get sick?
No.
Mikey sick?
No.
Neighbor sick?
I don't touch him. I don't know. So how? Why do you do it? What's up? Where you been?
I've been. It feels like, you know how in Minecraft.
Okay.
You asked.
I did.
You know how in Minecraft, we have partaken in this quite a bit, where one of the first things you do when you realize creative mode is a thing is you just start planting TNT under the ground.
Oh, yeah. You just blow a bunch of stuff up.
And you
sure.
just see if you can crash the game. Somebody mm-hmm. did that to me.
To your life?
Yeah. Somebody put a bunch of TNT
it wasn't
in
me.
My person.
Yeah.
And try to see if they could crash the game.
Very
but
cool.
Joke's on you. You can never crash the game.
You want to play the
I
game?
I am the game,
yeah.
And I know how to play it.
There you go. Triple H. That's him.
God.
You want to elaborate on that, or are we going to leave a mystery?
Leave it a mystery.
Okay.
As you know, I'm a very mysterious person. I never say
very
any
mysterious.
Personal things on the show or anything
yeah.
like that.
We normally, after we get our pleasantries out of the way
yeah.
and we start the episode, we kind of hit them with business in the front. The party in the back.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to do that today?
What business do we have?
Well, we're a few weeks out from our iOS 19 leak.
Yeah, and a few weeks away from it being confirmed.
That's true.
Or denied.
Yeah, but I think we're going to be in the clear.
June 13th
yeah.
is dubbed up, I think.
Uh-huh.
Are things going way too fast?
I think we're just busy people.
You know what the problem is?
Huh. What's that?
The problem is we tell them tomorrow's future today. And then when tomorrow comes, we have nothing. Because I looked today for a news topic to talk about on Recycle Bin, because sometimes that's what the people want before
yeah.
we start talking about space and
weird shit. Yeah.
Sardines or something.
Uh-huh.
So I looked. Top story on Mac Rumors. iPhone 17 Air to have unusual USB-C design. I click on it. It's a screenshot of an Apple Track video from Sam
mm-hmm.
where he showed off the dummy models. And they are talking about how the USB-C port will not be centered.
Yeah.
It'll be lower.
That sounds familiar.
Which, yeah, you might recall if you listen to Recycle Bin, we talked about that 4 months ago on this show.
Yeah.
Yep. So that's the challenge. We told you what everyone else is telling you today. We told you 4 months ago. So you already know, and now we have to all pretend like this is the news. Wow. Did you know that's going to happen?
Yeah.
That's unusual.
Well, it must be slow. Like, slow news day for them, too.
I guess so.
You know?
But it leaves us with nothing. Maybe we should stop blowing our load so fast.
That's it.
What if we would have saved that for, I don't know, last week?
That's a good point. Yeah, we're prematurely inusulated. We leaked. We leaked
a
little
early.
Do
you have that problem?
No. Me I don't. You sure about that?
What do you mean, am just I sure about that?
The way you asked very, like, hey, just checking. Yeah, you have that issue? You're very nonchalant on offering that.
I wish we had a sponsor for. I wish we were leading into a sponsor for that, and it didn't look like I just introduced the conversation
Blue Chew.
Organically.
No.
Nope. Oh, I wish.
Do you really?
I would love for Blue Chew to sponsor us. We could have so much fun with that.
In what way?
Well, my first idea.
How could we have fun with Blue Chew?
My first idea was that. This is a standing desk, so during our Blue Chew ads, we could just slowly be raising it, and then they could go, why is it raising? And we could say, because we have Blue Chew.
Today's episode is sponsored by Blue Chew. It's a little knock at the bottom of the
table.
Should
we give them a free one just to test it, so to convince them that they should sponsor us?
Go ahead.
Is your peen lean? Do you want it to be mean? Well, you can with today's sponsor, Blue Chew. It's a little tablet you put in your mouth and chew it up. And you know what happens? The fear of God will be placed upon your person.
Your
person. It.
Wow.
They have two different options. They have three different options, actually. Yeah. You have, see, this is why the ad is important. Because you wouldn't know. First option is sildenafil. How do you say it?
I don't know what you're talking about.
Sildenafil, I think, which is the generic to Viagra. Yeah. Works within, well, with Blue Chew, if you took the pill, it takes longer, apparently. If you chew it, it takes like 15 minutes or something.
Okay.
You chew it up.
Do you?
And then it starts working. And it will work from that point to like 4 to 6 hours, give or take.
Okay.
Okay,
that's great. I have a question.
Yeah.
You know a lot about this.
Uh-huh.
I know nothing about this.
Okay.
So I feel like the gap in our knowledge.
Well, if they do the ad, they ask for PE, personal experience, and I'm going to give it to them.
So you're saying you have PE?
Personal experience.
Yes.
I do.
With that.
Yeah, they have sponsored previous things.
That's why you know about it?
Yeah.
Uh-huh. What have they sponsored?
Genius Bar.
Blue Chew sponsored Genius Bar?
Yeah.
That's crazy.
Not them.
Oh. Something like that.
Something like that.
I see.
They're going to sponsor Recycle Bin because they're the goats. Okay. Or they have the second option, which is... Oh, shit. Tadalafil? No, Sildenafil,
Dude.
Something. It's the generic for Cialis, and they call that the weekender pill because you take one, and then it lasts for 36 hours. That's the one. You know the commercials where it's like a guy's up hanging curtains, and his wife touches him on his back, and he's like, ooh. And then they're like, the commercial's like, be ready when she's ready.
No.
Oh. Well, with Sildenafil, you got 4 hours and you got to make something happen.
Okay.
Because after that 4 hours, your window has closed and you're a softy bofty. But with Cialis, you could be spontaneous. It can happen anytime between those 36 hours and woo, lucky you.
Are you erect for 36 hours?
No.
Oh,
no.
Okay. I was like, holy shit.
None of these make you erect.
Oh. I've never
no.
used, I don't know.
You have to be aroused.
I have no experience.
Yeah, a lot of people think they take that and then that's not what happens.
Yeah, I would assume that too.
If you took it and were just having a normal day, literally nothing would happen.
Oh.
You have to be aroused and then it happens.
Okay.
even if you're just a little aroused, you'll be a lot aroused.
Okay.
Okay, So then you got 36 amps. But Blue Chew, I would love to try this.
I would love to leave this bit.
I would love to try this. They have a new thing. I forget what it's called. Don't really know what it's called. It's something. It's like their iPhone Pro Max equivalent.
My God.
And they have mixed the two.
I would love to leave
you
this
joke.
You
take one pill and you get both. You would probably turn into a bull.
All right.
You have 4 hours of straight gas.
This is
36 this hours is, of maybe.
This is becoming uncomfortable.
Bluechew.com/recyclebin. It's not real.
Maybe.
But I'm going to manifest it.
Wow.
How did you like the ad?
That was a really long ad.
Do you think that they'll...
I wouldn't even imagine that everybody listened to that. I bet people clicked off of the show.
Well, no.
This is like... How we're 15 minutes deep.
You can't click away because you want to help us get them as a sponsor.
You just did an unprompted, unsponsored, unpaid, like 3 minute long Blue Chew ad.
Well, when you say it
on
that
the
way.
Front end of the pod, of a tech podcast.
When you
this
say
is supposed
that
to
way.
Be our update time.
Well, that's very, you could be like a cyborg with Blue Chew.
Wow. So the next video we're planning is probably going to be a state of Apple complaining about it because, man, you just shut down now?
Really sad that we have to do this.
Do what?
I hate Apple.
Oh no! Come on.
We should switch.
Oh, okay. That's actually wow. What a segue.
You're welcome.
I guess
cheers.
We can
segue.
Okay, so I
wow,
guess we can.
He didn't cheers me at all. He used his fist.
So, I have an Android phone now. You ready to see what it is? Wow, that gave it away. It's a Z Flip.
Wow,
Galaxy.
What a show!
I can't remember if the full name is S25 Z Flip or just.
Who cares?
Z Flip. It's pretty cool.
You like it?
I do like it.
Okay, but like, okay, where's your iPhone? Let me have
it. It's right here.
Let me have it.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
Okay.
No, let me have that.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, ready? I'm going to open it up.
Uh-huh.
Whoosh. All right. Satisfying to open.
Yes.
What are okay, we doing? Sir.
Uh-huh.
You can only leave here with one.
Okay, I'm going to get my iPhone.
Okay. Oh, you didn't have to think?
No.
Okay, so...
Why is that? Are you asking
yeah,
why
didn't you have to think about it?
Because I have a MacBook and AirPods and Apple TV and more AirPods.
Yeah.
And my wife has an iPhone
AirPods.
And you have an iPhone.
Yeah, because it's the best. When it's only when it's
peer pressure. You have a Mac.
You feel
studio.
Peer pressure?
I mean, it's not peer pressure at this point. It's like investment.
Tim pressure.
Yeah, it's Tim pressure.
Mm.
It's like even if I thought about leaving. It's like, it would be a waste of money to leave. Like it would cost more money to leave and be like, I guess I gotta get new headphones. I guess I gotta.
Samsung has an ecosystem. They have fucking Galaxy Buds or
yeah, no, they do.
Do they still make laptops or no?
I don't know. Maybe
they used to.
They might. I mean, but
they make refrigerators.
They do.
You could be one with your refrigerator.
Yeah, just wait until Apple starts making refrigerators. Then
oh,
really
yeah, just wait
fucked.
Till that.
But no, it's been cool. I haven't used Android since Pixel 3 era, so that's like...
2018.
When did Pixel 3 come out? 2018, look at you, yeah.
Don't fuck with me!
You very, very... You locked in there.
Yeah.
You really have a lot of
maybe
room.
Maybe we should switch.
Yeah. You have a lot of room for meaningless information,
I
don't
do.
You?
It's yeah, in
that's
there.
Good.
Yep.
Too bad you couldn't watch all of WrestleMania.
Ah!
Anyway. No, I haven't used Android in so long. It's been quite a journey.
The journey?
First of all, I can't believe that... This used to be a thing, and I can't believe it's still a thing, that when you have a Samsung device, they just fucking install shit for you.
Oh.
And it's unrelenting bullshit. Like, I'll turn this phone on in the morning, and it's like, hey, we installed some new apps for you. And it's like a bingo game, a Candy Crush type game. And it's like...
A bingo game.
And it's just like, you're welcome. Enjoy. And it's like, what the fuck is wrong with you? Like, why?
So it didn't just happen once, like when you first got the phone, it happens every day?
Yeah, I've had this for a few days now, maybe like 4 days, and that has happened two or three times. I think two, yeah, between two or three. I can't remember exactly.
When you first showed me, you were like, yeah, it's cool. It has Touch ID and Face ID. Like, you're just using Apple things.
Yeah, dude.
To describe it.
I think that the Touch ID name is biometrics or whatever.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, I had locked it. Try again in 25 seconds.
What? You're just locking
Whoopsies.
My phone. But yeah, no, so much of this has been Apple-ified, like the set.
The there's gestures.
Even, yeah, like you can decide to have gesture control instead of using the buttons at the bottom. The
multitasking thing looked like iOS 2.
That's true. Yeah, there's a lot of goofy shit. They're like, it's good. If I wasn't already an Apple guy, I'd be satisfied, actually.
Is it buggy and laggy?
It hasn't been. No.
Oh, God.
No, it hasn't been at all. It's been really solid.
Smoother experience than iOS?
I think so. Yeah, I mean...
Oh, my God.
I haven't been using it as long, obviously.
Good thing we didn't name this show something Apple-related like Genius Bar or anything.
Yeah. No, it's been very consistent. There is a very nice cohesiveness to it that... I would say, and people could disagree if they want, but so far, what am I on? I don't even know. Like, I'm not up to date.
On what, like, version of Android?
Let's see. Because I just don't know.
I think I leaked Android 12. So 13, 14. So Android, like, 15, maybe?
See, like, I don't even know where to look right now. Isn't that silly that I don't know?
The about?
That's what I thought it'd be. Oh, software update. Here we go. The fuck? Just tell me. Just tell me what version of Android
I don't
I'm
know.
On. Not you, my phone.
Oh.
Oh, my God. Okay.
Can you
I'm
ask?
Still learning.
Can you just ask?
Yeah, that's a great idea. Let's try. What version... it's not listening to me. What version of Android is this phone on right now? Oh,
Android
nice.
Android version is 14.
14.
The new version is 6.1.1.
Okay. So what?
Wow, Siri could never.
That's actually ooh. What version of iOS are we on right now? Actually, let me rephrase that. What version of iOS is this iPhone on right now?
You're running iOS version 18.4.1.
Okay,
you're
well,
lucky,
cool.
Siri.
You're very yeah. Ooh, that was close. But yeah, no, it's been very cool. There's a good cohesiveness to it. I like this is the perfectly gimmicky little phone. What were you going to say?
I guess that's my next question. Other than the Android and Samsung part of it,
mm-hmm.
It's a flip phone, which historically we have called fads, said we didn't want a flippable iPhone.
Yeah.
How are you feeling now?
I really like it, honestly. Yeah.
Uh-oh. You're doing that thing that they tell us we're going to do.
Yeah. Well, no, I was between this and the Z Fold. Or the Pixel Fold Pro, whatever the fuck it's called.
The Pixel Fold?
Yeah.
You didn't want a Pixel Fold?
Well...
It was so cool.
I wanted...
And we leaked that.
Okay, this sounds weird, but this is, of the three, the worst phone. And that's why I got it.
What?
This has the specs of, like, an S25. A Galaxy
yep,
S25.
It means nothing to me.
Well, okay. How do I...
In Android world, isn't the specs on that phone still 10 years ahead of the iPhone? Because the iPhone is so far behind and suck.
Well, the specs are good. But like this is 256 gig storage.
Okay.
That's pretty cool.
More than I have.
Yeah. The battery life is subpar because of the two screen type
half.
Situation. Yeah. But the Pixel Fold and the Z Fold...
Can I play with it?
Yeah. And the Z Fold are more premium. This is... about the same price as a Galaxy S25.
This feels premium to me.
Yeah. Well, that's why I got it, is it's...
Can you put your finger?
Yes.
Beep.
But no,
wow.
Yeah. I'm enjoying it, like I said. It doesn't feel bad at all. Nothing
the animations
about it
are
bad.
Like twice as fast, so it tricks your brain into thinking that it's faster.
Yeah.
But did you change the animation speed, or is this just how it
that's
comes?
That's default.
Yeah, they're very tricky. Settings look exactly like iOS, basically.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
It's so long and weird.
Yeah, it's a bit longer.
Watching FPT Doc on this is lovely, though.
It was, yeah. The display is great.
Speakers are
mid. Very mid. Very bad smartphone speakers.
Oh, another very specific... There is so many fucking apps on this. What the hell?
Oh, yeah.
There's an app called Separated Apps.
I don't even know what you're talking about. What's that?
Sim Toolkit. I forgot. Android is just a mess.
Yeah.
It was so good what I had to say, and I don't remember it. What was I saying?
I don't know. One thing that
I don't want to lose it.
Sorry. Was it about apps? Was it about stability? Was it about Flippy? Samsung stuff? Settings? iOS.
Oh, he was so good, and it's gone. He can feel it leaving.
He is a professional podcaster, ladies and gentlemen.
Oh, this sucks. I said, what was I saying before? I said, oh, this is very iOS-y.
Yes, you were saying that. Settings is just like iOS. It's very similar. You can search the settings, and it's great.
Yeah, it feels very speedy.
Yeah.
I'm not used to, I haven't experienced a single frame skip or anything yet.
No, it's pretty, yeah, like I said, it's nice. I would love for you to get an Android phone and, you know, give it a spin.
Well, you heard that. Anyone else? Google? Oh, this is not what I was going to say. Are the settings, are the notifications a mess at all?
No.
No?
No, no, they're fine. Totally fine. You can do weird things. Like, this is like the...
Oh, that's so nice, just pulling down from here.
Yeah. The greatest asset and maybe the worst piece of...
Sorry, Vision OS.
You completely derailed me. Okay. A great strength and a great weakness so far is exactly like I remember it. Very customizable, but also you could fucking torture yourself by accident with this
by
phone.
By accident? How can you torture yourself?
You can just turn on so many settings that will make things confusing and obscure. Like you can sort your notifications if you get a bunch of notifications throughout the day.
Okay.
You can have them be sorted by priority instead of like time-based.
Oh.
Yeah. Like, that's just confusing. You can have that turned on. I think by default, it is priority notifications.
Isn't Apple testing that too?
Maybe. I honestly don't know. But that's very, like, people would hate that if they didn't know that was a
thing. You guys want a picture of naked me painted green?
Not naked. Not fully naked.
Almost.
That.
Hang on. Let me turn the brightness down.
Yeah.
And no, I'm not just going to edit it in to the podcast so you can see a good quality version and share it. This is all you get to see.
Yeah, enjoy Zooming.
Do your worst.
That's a very old photo.
Yeah, what year? 2012?
Probably like 2013.
Dude.
Yeah, I know.
Those were jeans.
Those were jeans you cut into, not jeans.
And why didn't we finish my arm?
We're lazy.
Anyway.
But what else? Oh. You done derailed me. Oh, the Play Store is an absolute nightmare.
Oh.
Yeah. It is full of bullshit.
Oh.
Like, way worse than the App Store. And I knew that was
unlock
like...
this for me again. Put your finger down.
I knew that would be like a potential, you know? But actually seeing it and seeing all the bullshit apps that are on there and like...
It is very responsive, damn.
There is just a lot of, like, it seemed like a crazy lack of quality control. Like, I'm just thinking about older people using Android phones and, like, the amount of system optimizer apps and, like, virus removal apps and all that stuff.
Oh, my God.
It's just complete. It's the Wild West.
I was transferring stuff for an old man the other day from an old laptop that his church had given him in, like, 2011.
Uh-huh.
To a new one that he just purchased from Sam's Club, because that's where people buy laptops now, I guess.
Yeah.
By the way, and I was looking in the Play Store for the old Geek Basics app. It is gone.
Oh, that's sad.
Unfortunately. That would have been funny.
It would have been.
I have literally never even heard of this virus software.
Okay.
But he has a yearly subscription. He pays like $200 a year.
There you go.
It's insane how people are still taking advantage of that, or taking advantage like
in that.
That
way. Yeah, it really feels like... I mean, there's some
it's
bullshit...
It's 2025!
There are some bullshit apps on the App Store, like the iOS App Store.
This might.
Yes. That have, you know, system optimizer type shit, but none of it has access to your system in a way that it will on Android or Windows whatever.
Yeah.
So this is just still the same benefits and negatives. Like... If you're like a tinkerer type, or you like to customize shit, like my ability to customize the little front screen has been very satisfying.
Customize it how? It just says the time.
No. Like my wife Bridget was messing with my phone,
okay.
And she
no.
Yeah, hang on
no,
a second.
No.
She changed my thing. Here we go. Look, so you can have just the time.
That looks just like I was.
Or
too.
I fully.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah, full of widgets.
Pretty
and
sweet.
Notifications.
Goodbye, battery.
And battery stuff. No, it's actually dark, so it's better.
Huh.
Yeah.
Did you have another thought that you forgot? No, I know the thought, but I can't remember the name of the, like, when I had Android, there were, like, default apps that everyone that has Android knows about.
Oh, yeah. I know what you're saying. Like certain like Nova launchers and shit like that. Is that what you're thinking of?
Like there was a battery optimized one.
Oh,
there was one that would automatically close apps for you.
Yeah, like that type of shit. Yeah.
Yeah. There are still people that I see that on their iPhone will go to like the multitasking screen and start swiping apps away. Yeah. I just want you to know, that's insanity. You don't have to do that.
Yeah.
These phones manage the RAM for you. You do not have to do that.
Mm-hmm.
The fact that people still... Like, where did you even hear that?
Yeah.
You had to have heard it in 2009, and you just still do it.
That actually reminds me of an actually really cool thing is, again, Android's just more customizable. Weird things, like you can customize the power saving mode for, like, battery protection. You can totally change the charging behavior. And, like, how it protects your battery. Things like that.
You can kind of do that with iPhone. Like, you could choose to go over 80% or not.
Yeah. But this is just an expanded version, you know? I like it a lot.
There are people that have an Android phone right now that are just... Like, it's like we just found out about it.
Well, it's just been a while. I mean, I'm sure somebody who jumped from Android and, like, their last time using an iPhone was maybe, like, iPhone 10 or something.
Mm.
It's very different now. I'm sure they would be surprised or disappointed or whatever by what's available. I'm impressed, actually. And also, it has reinforced a lot of my opinions. Like, I still think for, like, average people, you should probably just have an iPhone.
Oh, yeah, 100%.
Unless your family, whatever, like, unless circumstances
iPhone
are
iPhone is, I mean, it's still iPhone. It's still to the point where... It sucks half the time, and I still stay with it. I will still use it because, like you said, we're trapped. Yeah. Mac, AirPods.
Yeah.
AirPods are fucking phenomenal.
Yeah.
Which, by the way, I have a fun idea.
Okay.
I got a fun idea.
Is this a leave the topic fun idea? Or is it like a sidebar?
Sidebar.
Okay.
Kind of.
Let's sidebar it, yeah.
Were you done with the topic?
No, I think I have more gas in the tank for this. So continue.
This is just a little we're going to take a little trip.
Little detour, yeah.
Yeah, side quest.
Sure.
I was listening to this show. This is the, I just, as an audio guy.
Yeah.
And a guy that cares a lot about how our stuff sounds.
It says, share a Diet Coke with a homie.
Oh, yeah, you're a homie.
Wow, look at that. AirPods, listening to the show.
Oh, yeah.
Recycle bin sounds amazing.
It is the best sounding thing we've ever made.
Yeah.
Consistently. It sounds so good. It's the best. I love how the show sounds. And I noticed, because I was listening with my AirPods Pro, and I was like, dude, it sounds like fucking butter coming out of these.
Yeah.
And I was like, that's because, well, I listen through multiple headphones when I'm like when I'm EQing and setting stuff up for how it's going to be.
Yeah.
And the show sounds consistent now because there's a preset, but at first, hours and hours and hours of fine tuning and tweaking. And I realized I did so much with the AirPods that I could basically just like plaster on the album art tuned for AirPods Pro.
You really could. Is it raining?
I hope that's rain.
Tut-tut. Oh, there. Yeah. That's what's happening.
Yeah, I think I'm going to do that.
That's a cool idea.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean,
tuned for AirPods Pro, because then people are like, I'll wear my AirPods. And they'll go, wow, it is tuned for AirPods Pro.
It does sound amazing, even in my car, like listening. Yeah. It's very nice.
Thank you.
So good job.
Yeah.
But no, yeah. So on the topic of Android, I just wanted to, couple things. You got something? Oh, what?
You said a couple things. Number one.
Oh. To anybody out there who has questions or concerns or wants to leave a voicemail about Android stuff, I'd love to hear your opinions, honestly.
Throw up.
Like, for instance...
Do not leave me voicemails about Android.
If there's things that you think I would enjoy, feel free to drop us a voicemail. Or just opinions, I'd love to hear. 404-919-5530. But I'm having a fun time. I almost wish I wasn't tied to Apple so I could kind of commit harder.
Okay.
But I was messaging you
yes.
from this,
yes.
my Samsung.
Yes.
And RCS is awesome.
Yeah, first time using RCS for me.
Because
I don't have any friends. That's it. The blank end of the sentence.
Yeah. No, it's really cool. I like it. Yeah.
It is very weird to see it behaving like iMessage, but not be iMessage color.
Yeah, still green bubbles.
They literally only changed the color.
I kind of... What?
What?
They didn't change the color.
They only didn't change the... What?
Okay.
Help me.
So, yeah. So, what I was going to say, I kind of wish they would have changed the color slightly for RCS, if only to, like... It's a new experience, but I can tell that Apple clearly doesn't, like, respect it still. Like, they're just doing it for, like, regulatory and, like, because everybody was freaking out.
Mm-hmm.
But, like, no, RCS is fucking cool. I'm impressed with Android. Yeah, I like it. So I want you to also experience it at some point.
Oh.
Yeah.
Maybe.
I had a weird experience at home. My monitor... that I use at home.
Okay.
It has like a built-in auto switcher type situation. So if I plug my MacBook in, if I plug my MacBook in at home, USB-C, it'll automatically switch from my Windows desktop to my MacBook.
Okay.
Automatically, nice. It's very sweet.
Okay.
But sometimes I also use that same USB-C to charge my phone. So I charged my Samsung with that, and it pulled up. My phone on my monitor.
Oh, yeah, Dex.
Yes.
Yeah.
That was weird. So.
There's a rumor that iOS 19 is going to have that as well.
That would be weird. Yeah.
Not from us.
No,
we
not from us.
We didn't say that.
Yeah.
You know who said that?
Who said that?
Majin Buu.
Mm.
So, do with that.
Take that
with
the whole
thing. He has his own website
now. Oh, that's good.
So, Majin Buu has come up, his name has come up multiple times on the show, and the way we always preface with is he's not a leaker, does not have his own information, he is simply reading stuff on the Chinese social media website, Weibo, translating it, posting it on Twitter for the U.S. audience without any real credit or context, so people think he's the one leaking it.
Correct.
Except now, all of a sudden, there's been a transition where he thinks he is a leaker, and he has his own website now.
Oh.
Majin Buu Official.
Well, I mean, whatever, fuck it.
Maybe he's right.
Yeah.
Maybe you plug your iPhone in and you got a fucking little iPad, Mac, whatever. Possibly.
I just had a thought.
What are you doing?
I'm going to record a video.
Oh.
From both phones.
Oh, wow.
And then we're going to see what we think.
Okay.
Put it in the episode.
There, you know what that phone has no excuse for? Sounding so terrible. The speakers sound terrible.
Yeah.
They shouldn't. Oh, that reminded me.
What is it?
Of the thing I wanted to ask you. Remember when I had a thought and then I lost the thought completely?
Yeah.
And that was like 15 minutes ago?
Uh-huh.
I found it.
Great.
Okay. I don't know which one to look at. Are my eyes crossed?
They were.
Okay. No. I wanted to say, it's 2025. No matter who makes the phone, you have no excuse for two things.
Okay.
And it's one of the first things I'll notice that make me feel like the value of what you made is, because that phone feels premium, but it completely
Agreed.
Changed the way I thought about it when I heard the speakers.
Yeah.
There's
speakers,
no excuse for that.
I agree with you, yeah.
And number two, where everyone else cheaps out at, where Apple never cheaps out at, Taptic Engine, vibration motor.
Oh, I like
vibration
this.
Vibration strong and good there?
Yeah, sometimes.
The only companies that were last I was keeping track that like felt as good as an iPhone was a Pixel.
That's fair. Tell you what, why don't you message this phone and you can hold it.
Yes.
You decide.
Okay, I will hold it.
You let me know. Because I think it's good. I like the vibration.
Oh, no, that's your iPhone.
Yeah.
Okay. Oh, being able to send voice messages? I just didn't know that was a thing.
Yeah, that's pretty cool. I didn't expect that to work.
For RCS. Oh,
yeah.
I don't know how to type it. How do I do it? Oh, here we go. Hang on.
How do you send a text?
Hang on.
What do you...
Oh!
Oh, we could probably do a speaker test.
Maybe you think that'll be fine?
I mean, yeah, once you send a voice message.
This is your Jern talking to you from Recycle Bin on set on this date.
Okay.
Bye-bye. I'm waiting.
Waiting.
It said.
Not happy?
Mm-mm. I felt the metal vibe.
Oh, the metal
you
shake.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah. That's fair.
You could hear it. It went
I did.
Like everything in the phone got shooketh.
Yeah, it's a very powerful.
That was very
vibration. But
oh my god, that remote being taken way back. There was a party trick app.
Oh,
do you know what I'm talking about?
Probably.
when I like when I had my LG Ally, so this is like
that's
one
old.
Of the first that Android is, phones
yeah.
from 2011,
yeah.
10 or 11. A big there were two there were the iPhone had the beer drinking app.
Yeah.
Where you would tilt your phone and it would use the gyroscope to make it look like you were drinking beer.
Mm-hmm.
Android had two things.
Okay.
It had a lightsaber.
Yes.
You go. Psh,
yeah.
And it had Dildroid.
Dildroid. That sounds familiar.
It was the Android logo real long, and you could change the length of it, and depending on the length, your phone vibrated more.
Oh.
Yeah.
That's cute.
Is it?
Yeah. That's fun.
I was a junior in high school playing with Dildroid.
Dildroid. By the way. I just found, again, Android, you could change the vibration intensity.
Oh.
Fully, for everything.
For everything. Yeah.
System
That's too much control. I'm freaked out.
Yeah.
I don't want to think that much.
Yeah.
Nope. I don't know what I'm having for dinner tonight, so.
Right. But yeah, there you go. So that's
like having to decide four parts of my dinner. I don't want to do that.
Yeah. And, you know, it's funny. I didn't know that you could adjust the vibration intensity, but I just assumed you could, and I was right. So that's a good sign for Android, in my opinion. But also, you could fuck that up.
Oh, yeah. You like, could probably shake things loose in there.
Yeah.
those are only like 10, 25%.
All right, let's hear.
Turned up.
Let's hear what this sounds like.
Well, what happens if you turn it all the way up?
Should we turn? No, hang on. Should I turn up the volume all the way for the test?
Yeah, it's a good test.
All right.
Let's
hear how it comes through the mic.
Do you think that'll be fine?
I mean, yeah,
This is your turn talking to you from Recycle Bin on set on this date. Okay, bye-bye.
Sounds not like impressed. I'm talking through a rotary phone.
Yeah, not impressed by that. Yeah, the speakers are not amazing.
Okay, to be fair, let me play it on my iPhone for everyone with the speakers turned up.
That's a good idea.
Here we go.
And night and day.
Yeah.
Oh, we could probably do a speaker.
That's crazy.
It just sounds like we're here.
Do you think that'll be fine?
I mean, yeah, once you send
this is your turn.
Okay, you could.
From Recycle Bin.
Yeah, so I like how this turned into like a like a Z Flip review.
I mean, what's your review?
I really like it. I would get it again, and if I was getting an Android phone, so far I would get this one again. I almost got a Pixel 9, and I didn't. I got this instead.
Why not? Because it didn't flip.
Yeah, I kind of
wanted
to...
Yeah, this had like two things for you to try.
Yeah,
that were brand new to you. Like
exactly.
Existing Android and Flippy.
And also...
Oh, there it is. The little four holes.
I think those
microphones?
Are...
Microphones?
Probably microphones, yeah. I had a Samsung before, and it was actually my favorite Android phone, believe it or not.
Not your Nexus 4?
I had a Nexus 4, and I had a Nexus 6P.
Oh yeah,
which I really liked, but my favorite
was so big.
My favorite Android phone was my Galaxy S4.
Really?
Yep.
Plastic, flimsy back that felt like leather.
Yeah, I liked that because of what it was.
What was it?
It was like a very like utilitarian phone. I don't know why I dug it. Yeah,
it's so crazy that like I mean, if you have for audio listeners, if you haven't seen one of these flat sides, I mean, it looks like an iPhone.
It's very premium feeling, yeah.
Also, the crease isn't very bad.
No.
I can see it for sure, and sometimes you can feel it, but when the screen's on, you're not really thinking
about it.
Doesn't
really bother. Yeah, I don't care. It doesn't bother me at all. Yeah, I've really decided that I like flippy phones. Also, this one reminded me so much of a Game Boy SP, Game Boy Advance.
Oh, it does,
SP.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
When the foldable iPhone comes out, and you do get it, either choice is an iPhone, are you going to go flip?
I think I will.
Really?
Yep.
What?
You know why, honestly?
Oh, no. You're making us look bad.
No.
I feel like we called this a terrible fad like a week ago.
I appreciate this little form factor so much.
Why?
In the pocket.
Why?
It's
a whole other step to use it as a phone.
I don't feel the need to use a case, actually.
Well, I mean, because it would be a nightmare, probably.
No, I mean, they make a lot of cases for this. I've tried one on. At the store, when I went to a store. I don't feel the need to use a case. I feel like I can appreciate the phone more. It's got like a fiddliness to it that like a basic smartphone design just doesn't have.
The opening of it?
Yeah.
When you're opening it, it doesn't feel insecure. Like it doesn't shake, there's no wobble.
Yeah, no, I like it a lot. And it's got weird benefits, like you know, this is all Gorilla Glass on the front, right? Mm-hmm. Obviously, this screen is plastic.
Yeah.
But it's fucking protected in there.
Yeah.
So it's not, I'm not worried about it. Got a nice seal.
It's plastic.
It's plastic.
Forget about that.
It doesn't even feel like it, really. Yeah. So no, I'm, hey, anybody who was like annoyed at our take on foldables, if we had bad takes in the past, I'm with you guys now. I get it.
I appreciate that it is flat, opened up.
And I feel like, personally, everybody so far can understand the benefits of like the Fold, the Z Fold and the Pixel Fold. Because it's like, at its smallest, it's a smartphone size. And then you unfold it to a tablet, and that's really cool.
Mm-hmm. Can you talk on the phone like this?
Yeah. You can pick up the phone, and it'll answer in speaker, like this.
Oh, okay.
You can reply to text on here.
Can you hang up by closing it?
Yes.
Ah!
Yeah. See
what
I mean?
Cool.
In my opinion, and I'm sure this is the consensus, this form factor, foldable, are the most controversial.
It's clamshell.
Clamshell, yes. Because it's like, at best, it's a long phone, and at its worst, it's a tiny little guy.
They might be wondering, wow, when he throws those cans off, like that's a funny thing that happens every week, and surely he picks them up after? Nope.
No, not all the time.
Cans are laying right there.
But yeah, okay. I think that thus ends the Android segment.
Wow.
I'm very happy.
We really took care of a vast amount of people today.
I think so. I think people will be surprised, hopefully. Hopefully happily surprised at the positivity.
You know what?
What?
You know what you can do on an iPhone that you can't do on that phone?
What's that?
Download Radiance.
Wow, what a great segue
today's
sponsor.
I'm a professional.
That was great.
Today's sponsor, but disclosure, is Asher's app.
Yeah.
He made it. And it's, okay, listen. You may have heard of other wallpaper apps launching in the last 12 months,
mm-hmm.
okay? Some of them have been known to track your data. Some of them have been known to have just featured wallpapers that you could get elsewhere, but now they're going to make you pay for them in a subscription.
Yeah.
What if, now this is just hypothetically,
yeah.
What if you could download a wallpaper app that wasn't a wallpaper app? Instead, it was a wallpaper studio app.
Mm-hmm.
And you could use pre-made designs, or you could use photos from your photo library, add gradients, and like craft one within mm-hmm. the app to use. And what if that app was also beautiful?
And nice.
Vision OS.
Always ad free.
Always ad free.
Yeah.
Except for this one. This is an ad.
It's an ad for the app. It's yeah. different, Jern. You're
free,
silly guy.
No memberships.
No. And
easy peasy.
All of the wallpapers are handmade. Not like painted.
By you.
No. Not painted on a canvas. Nay. Designed. By a beautiful artist, Asher Dippery, everybody.
By a beautiful, yeah, he's a beautiful boy.
Oh, yep. but yeah, no, Radiance is awesome.
You should download it. That's the best part. It's free.
It is completely free.
Usually when we're giving you an ad, it's like, well, do I want to buy it? Do I want to pay for shipping? You don't got to pay for shit.
Got to pay for
it. Just download it. It's free to try it. And you just try it, and guess what? If you don't like it, uninstall. And guess what? The coolest thing? If you go to the App Store, mm-hmm. or you click the link in the description or the notes below to go to the App Store to get the Radiance app, when you look, you'll see, if you scroll all the way down to the bottom, Apple says this app does not collect data to track.
Huge.
It tells you that. Apple says that. You know, if Apple says it, it's true. You can believe everything Apple says except when they announce new Siri features.
That's true.
That's my motto.
One of my favorite things, since we're still talking about the glory that is Radiance.
Yeah.
A lot of those.
Radiance. Wait for say it when like that. You, we play a little.
That I like.
Piano
yeah,
music
do
every
a little,
time we say it.
A jingle. Yeah.
Okay.
When you see
Radiance,
a render made by Asher on FPT, those wallpapers are on Radiance.
Yeah. Everyone always asks about the wallpapers after we put out a leak. They're like, "Hey, wow, can I get that wallpaper?" Yes, you can. Actually,
you're looking at the Nectar collection.
Oh, is it the Nectar collection? There's a name for it.
Yep.
That sounds fancy.
There's also going to be
Nectar.
FPT exclusive wallpapers,
wow.
recycle bin exclusive wallpapers.
Wow.
Yeah.
Radiance,
everybody.
We should say it at the same time.
Radiance. Thanks.
Wow. That was good.
That was a great ad. I hope Asher liked it.
Now, what do we do?
Oh, I don't know. Can we talk about how
I
you're a bad
radiant.
Friend? You talk about how you're a bad friend who doesn't keep up with wrestling,
I'm
even though you're
I'm
the wrestling
struggling
guy.
In two ways. Yes, I'm the wrestling guy. I brought you into this world, and I'll take you out.
You took yourself out.
I didn't.
And you left
me. I'm still here. Kind. Here's the problem.
What kind of guy doesn't see all the WrestleMania matches? You still haven't seen them.
Here's the problem.
Yeah?
I have a confession.
Confess.
Okay?
Mm-hmm.
This has happened before.
Okay.
Okay?
Has it?
I have been busy, but unfortunately, that is not the only reason. The other reason is that it's kind of bad.
Not all of it.
Not all of it. Certainly not all of it.
Like
certainly not all of it.
A very big important chunk is not great, but the rest of it, very good.
Yeah, but a very big important chunk. It's like...
You know, yeah. Okay, so what you're talking about is
it's
the
like
fact
trying
that,
to watch... okay. It's like... It's 2005.
Going back.
You are a fan of the Patriots, the New England Patriots.
All right.
And suddenly, Gronk, Tom Brady, they're not there. They don't show up.
Okay.
They don't come there.
Yeah.
No, and no one has written anything for them to be there. And so now, and not only are they not there, there's no replacement. There's just no quarterback and no amazing wide receiver. And it's just everyone else playing the game. Yes, they play it really well, but like the reasons you're watching, they aren't there. And because of that, no one's winning the game.
Maybe. See, I think that's the problem right now is that, okay, let's get rid of the metaphors.
Okay.
What you're talking about directly is the fact that the main event of WrestleMania, the secondary main event, or whatever, I don't know how the fuck, anyway, the John Cena
main
stuff,
event night two.
Main event night two of WrestleMania, including John Cena. Everything with Cena has been not amazing. It kind of sucked. It kind of sucked. The stuff with Travis Scott kind of sucked.
Well, it feels completely squandered. Once in a lifetime, he turned heel. And the heel turn was glorious.
It's a good
and
heel turn.
They made it look like all of it was intentional. Like it was planned the whole time. Guess
yeah.
what? Nope.
Yeah.
Not planned. In fact, we're never even going to reference any of this stuff ever again. Never!
Maybe not. Yeah, well, he's going to retire.
The main event of WrestleMania, his last WrestleMania ever,
yeah.
where he breaks a record, 17-time champion.
Yeah.
Never been done.
Mm-hmm.
It happens because a 90-pound rapper comes out slowly.
Very slowly.
With a fucked up, mocked up replica hardcore championship.
Yeah.
Waltzes on down that long-ass ramp, distracts Cody Rhodes enough for John Cena to get him
yeah.
and pin him and uh-huh. win. And that's it.
Yeah.
No Rock. No... Cody Rhodes was foiled by Travis Scott after all of this.
Yeah.
Foiled. Last year's WrestleMania, he literally had an entire family beating his ass every week. And he won. He still came through and won.
Yeah.
This year, Travis Scott got him. Who knew?
Yeah.
Why didn't they bring out Travis Scott last
That's
year?
Actually a
Roman
good point.
Would still be champion.
Yeah.
How? It's not just that the important people are gone. It's
mm-hmm.
that no one gives a fuck and they've completely ruined. I'd rather them not do anything. Go away until you're ready to do something.
Yeah. No, I know what
but
you're saying.
But it's actually just bad. And it makes me not want to care about what happened. If I just found out the stuff that you just did to me that I thought was all part of the plan and got me really interested suddenly.
Mm-hmm.
That you actually had no idea what you were doing? Now, why would I care about what's going to happen next week? You don't even know what's going to happen next week. You're writing it. You don't know.
You know what? You're right. That's a fair critique, right? I think you are... Weirdly, the way you're interacting with WWE currently is very similar to your opinions on Apple. I'll make it make sense. Don't worry.
Okay.
The fact that iPhone and iOS is really shitty... currently and kind of fucked up and bad is completely tanking your enthusiasm for a lot of the actually amazing stuff that Apple is still producing, like Macs and Mac
yep.
OS
mm-hmm.
and, you know, still
yeah.
AirPods and all that shit
uh-huh.
and Apple TV and blah, 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 right? I'm still excited about that stuff. I love the mid-card for WWE.
Mm-hmm.
There was such great shit going on in the mid-card. The women's division was awesome for WrestleMania.
Except for fucking Becky Lynch. Another absolute
travesty. Yeah, I don't know how to feel about that yet.
It's ass! It's ass! Did you see the interview with Bayley?
Yeah.
She was fucking devastated.
Unless it's a fucking...
We're not being worked. That is just straight up terrible politics. That fucking sucks. Yeah. She had a match at WrestleMania up until WrestleMania. That is not a work.
I know
she
what you're saying.
She just got replaced.
Okay. Regardless.
Fuck you, Becky Lynch. I liked you.
That's a real good heel
there. I missed you.
It's a good heel stuff.
No, that's... No, she just sucks.
But yeah, no. I think the rest of WrestleMania was so good. In fact... Io, Rhea, and Bianca was, I could be, correct me if you know that I'm wrong, I think that was the first women's match that Dave Meltzer gave a 5-star rating to in a long time, or at all.
It sounds right.
So, great stuff. Everything except the John Cena and Cody stuff was very, very good, in my opinion. Joe Hendry showed up.
He did.
And had a match with Randy Orton.
Yeah.
Dude, I love this WrestleMania. I had a great time.
Another year just confirms the greatest of all time MVP, Roman Reigns.
Yep, agreed. Yeah, his night one main event was phenomenal.
If that hadn't happened.
Yes.
And the main event was the only main event you got was the John Cena one. That fucking blows.
You're right. No, that would be very, very, very bad.
Yeah. What a disappointment. Biggest show of the year.
Yeah.
What a fucking disappointment. The whole thing was thrown together. It felt thrown together at the beginning or towards like when the road to WrestleMania began.
Yeah.
We were having a conversation and I was like, I don't know. And I was like, well, just stick with it. It's going to be. They always pull it off. And then they teased me. They looked like they had it all planned out long term.
Nope.
Yeah. That's why last year when I told you, you don't understand how lucky you are that this is your first WrestleMania.
Yeah,
like, they
40?
Are not like this.
Yeah.
The fact that that story had been built up for 2 years and you got to see the culmination.
Uh-huh.
And it was planned out the whole way. That was beautiful.
Yeah.
Great storytelling. WrestleMania 39 was good.
Yeah.
But WrestleMania 39 is, like, miles better when you know it's followed by WrestleMania 40.
And then 41 comes and kind of... Yeah, that's
the stage was cool.
Yeah. The only issue, honestly, besides Night 2 main event that I have with WrestleMania, the weird decisions, like weird booking decisions, like...
Becky Lynch?
No.
Oh.
The War Raiders and New Day had a tag teams title match.
Oh.
And then that match kind of fucking sucked.
Okay.
Right? And then the following SmackDown, they had a...
Montez.
They had
and
a triple threat TLC
Angelo, yeah.
ladder. Dude, that match was fucking awesome.
And it was awesome because they were upset about not being at WrestleMania.
I think those
guys had a chip on their shoulder and they fucking killed it.
There were some people online that said that like if that was a WrestleMania match, they would have been more constricted with time.
Mm.
So that's maybe why it was on SmackDown. But the fact that it got bumped from WrestleMania felt like rude. And then also... Chelsea dropped the fucking Women's United States title to Zelina Vega.
I completely forgot about that until
and
right now.
That hurt me deeply. I just shut down. That night I was just like...
Were you really not... Did you really not handle it well?
I was not happy. I was wearing my hoodie and everything.
Oh.
Just sitting there like a fucking idiot.
You're not an idiot for supporting your favorite.
But yeah, so that sucked.
Holy
but
fuck.
I'm sure that means that she's going to go on to bigger and better things.
Hopefully
Money in the Bank.
Hopefully.
And she'll probably fail the cash in, as we all expect, in a good way. Oh, you thinking?
She not just have it? No, that was Tiffany.
Yeah, she lost
to Tiffany.
Did Chelsea
ever have it?
No.
Huh.
Nope. So for her...
She can't fail the cash
I'm
in.
Sure she's very... I mean, that'd be on brand. I'm okay with that. As long as it's good.
But on brand of the briefcase itself, it would not be on brand for that.
No, that's true. But yeah, no, she wants to be like the female Miz. That's like what she considers her like career aspirations.
Okay. Well, yeah, she wouldn't fail the that's the easiest title match of your life
because
you can take advantage of the greatest opportunity.
But she could fuck it up in a good
she
way
could.
And that'd
yeah,
be fine.
So.
I'm okay with that. But
you,
losing to fucking Zelina though, come on.
I think we're going to get a Chelsea Piper storyline for a little bit.
I hope so. That'd be very good. I just want more Chelsea. She's taking a break.
It'll turn Chelsea into an actual baby face.
There's a lot of people taking a break. People are in movies now. Liv Morgan's taking a break. She's in a Bad Lieutenant Tokyo movie, I believe.
Rock is Rock. Roman is just taking a break because he carries his whole fucking company on his back.
Drew might be taking a break. He's in
a
movie coming up. He has a major yeah, major cast member of a movie. I can't remember which one. Wow. So we'll see. Yeah, 'tis the season for movies. Okay. Well, would
voicemail
you like?
Time?
What'd you say?
Voicemail time.
Yeah, unless you would like to talk about anything random.
Uh-uh.
Okay. Let's do.
Oh!
Okay.
What?
Nothing. Go ahead. Voicemails can wait.
We have a space development, everybody.
Okay.
But I need to know the exact name. K2-18B.
That sounds like my mobile order at
K2-18B.
McDonald's.
K2-18B.
That sounds like you roll up to the speaker at a McDonald's or Taco Bell, and they go, can you give me your more mobile order code?
Yeah.
And you go, K2-18B.
Yeah, go ahead and give them this one. This is a planet, an exoplanet, mm-hmm. that's 124 light years away.
Okay.
Okay. So with that context, what we're seeing of this planet is as it was 124 years ago.
That makes sense.
Okay?
Yes.
We have discovered our first signs of life in the universe.
Oh, I heard about this. Yeah. I didn't read about it, but I saw a headline.
So the way this works is, I think it's the James Hubble telescope or something.
Yeah, one of them.
You might be like, how the fuck can we see that far away? Okay, so light from its sun, which yes. is much tinier than our sun, mm-hmm. and it's closer to it. Light comes through, and this is how you can see, like, if there's an existing atmosphere. And the way the light comes through and the way we read the light, it helps us determine what that light is passing through.
Okay. Yeah, I see what you're saying.
And mm-hmm. there are the chemical makeup of the light coming through, or what it says is in the atmosphere, is consistent in that quantity for there to be living organisms below the atmosphere.
Cool. That's really good. I mean, it's a little out of date, 142 years ago.
I know, but to go from we have no signs of life
yeah.
anywhere
to that
to, uh-oh, might be life.
That's pretty hype.
That's an insane... The fact that more people haven't heard about that yeah. is like, that's
going
to be in a textbook. That's insane.
We don't know to what degree life could exist, though, do we?
No, it could literally just be fucking algae. Like, you don't know.
A fungus among us.
But that's how we started.
Yeah, that's
so,
kind of.
Yeah. I mean, we were fish.
We was fish.
We was fish until we wish to be man.
Wow.
So, yeah, 124 light years away, so we wouldn't fucking travel there. We wouldn't reach it, obviously.
No.
You wouldn't. You wouldn't make it.
not you, fucker.
just to that's 100% increase.
That's pretty cool.
It gets very dangerously close to solving the Fermi paradox.
Yeah.
Do you know what that is?
That's the, if life, it's scary if it's life or no
yeah,
life.
Yeah, there's only two. There's,
yes, that one.
We're either completely alone in the universe or we aren't, and both are equally terrifying.
Yeah, well, now we got homies on K2-5112B. Yeah.
I just think that's crazy. Since,
that's very
since
cool.
It's not a space news podcast, but we talk about space sometimes, and that is significant, significant space news. It matters greatly.
I would agree. That's exciting.
Nothing?
No, it's really cool. I want more information, and there isn't any left.
If there were people there, mm-hmm. whatever those people
That'd
look like,
cool.
is that interesting to you or
I would
scary?
I would love to like zoom in on a big, big, crazy, powerful telescope to see 142 whatever light years away.
Oh, yeah.
And I zoom in, and I just see a little guy working on a shed, and he looks up, and it looks back at me, and I go, I would love that.
To be able to see the planet, but only that my brain cannot to be able to see the planet, but know that we're seeing it as it was 124 light years ago.
Yeah.
And there, or no, 124 years ago. And there's quite literally no way for us to see it as it is right now.
Until
the unknown. So many things can happen in that span of time.
Maybe eventually we will unlock the ability to teleport to that planet.
Maybe. Hopefully. That'd be cool. Elon.
That felt like,
do something with your life.
That reminded me of a very specific clip. Of an old, old viral video.
Okay.
I kind of want to show it.
Go ahead.
Do you think it's bad? Okay. Do you think it's a terrible, horrible, bad idea to talk about Kanye West?
Go ahead.
What about old Kanye?
It's too late. They're not watching this far in.
Okay.
Go ahead.
Like old Kanye, before we realized that he wasn't okay?
Old Kanye, not like the new Kanye, the old, cool Kanye.
Well, just before we...
Was he ever cool? I think we just didn't know enough.
He made he was less.
I ain't saying she a gold digger.
Less understandably problematic.
Man, he was kind of cool until he wasn't. Man, shame how that happens. We should send him to KB18B.
That's what I'm thinking.
What is it?
You got it.
You sent me a video.
Oh, I just sent you the videos from I recorded.
Should I guess which is which?
Oh, yeah, I guess you got them both, huh?
Yeah, I'm just not playing the second one.
Yeah. Okay. So I have a I have a clip. Here, let me prepare it. The way I answered that earlier reminded me of this. This is from so long ago.
Sasquatch. Oh no.
This is I really love this video, and it sucks that it has to involve Kanye West, but here we go.
What do you think about the Beastie Boys having been kidnapped by Sasquatch all these years?
Oh, wow. I did not realize that. I did not realize there were Sasquatches.
Thank you so much.
Okay.
All right. Thank you. What? How is he real?
Yeah.
How is that?
So, I'm sorry.
I did not realize.
Okay. Well, anyway.
Bravo.
Yeah, I just thought about that.
404-919-5530. You can call in and leave a voicemail to this show. Ask us a question. Can be any question. Don't leave fucking 2-minute voicemails anymore. Leave it shorter. We've gotten to the point where if we see the duration of 2 minutes, we will not even listen to it. You could ask the greatest question ever, and we will not hear it. No one will hear it. You have spoken to nobody but Google.
Well, I do listen to them all, but... It won't make it on the show unless it's like really good.
30 seconds ish.
If you're okay, if you're sending a voicemail that's over a minute, you better know it's good.
Yeah. Mm.
Like, you better be like, okay, this is 10 out of 10 content,
and not in the. You got to know it's good, but not in the way that it's like. Me and my friend have really good conversations. We should start a podcast.
Well, that's what we did. People? That's what we did.
I know,
though.
But it was actually true. You know those people that are just like, we say funny stuff in car rides.
Yeah,
we should start a podcast, but they're actually not fucking funny at all.
Man,
shouldn't talk to anybody ever.
Ooh, I got to be honest. I feel like you're in a glass house throwing a big stone right now.
Nah.
Okay. All right. Voicemails. You want to pick
those friends? You know what happens? They start their podcast. 3 months later, they don't do it anymore. We've been doing this shit for 12 years.
You could pick.
Okay.
Okay, here, I'll give you the options. Aiden, Kay, Peter, or I don't know.
I don't know.
Okay, let's do
obviously
somebody who didn't leave a name.
Hey, Brent and Josh. I just wanted to know.
Okay.
John stopped. He stopped the voicemail.
Okay, listen.
For those listening.
Okay. Haha, we had our fun. You cannot keep calling me Josh. You can't. Okay. I will not accept that. You cannot, 12 years into my career, decide my name is something else. 13 years. I mean, I don't know. It's been a long time.
It sounds like it's happening.
No. You cannot change my name to Josh. You can't just start calling me Josh. And you know what? You could maybe in the front page tech comments, but from you, you are our closest friends here. You are the ones that show up for Recycle Bin every week. You listen to us for the longest. No one on the planet gets more Jern and Burn than you do. And you want to call me Josh? That hurts my feelings.
So let's hear it again.
Hey, Burn and Josh. I just wanted to know what would y'all's wrestling names be? And I don't know, would you want it to be intimidating, or what kind of vibe would you want to be to strike the correct amount of fear into your opponent? And I don't know, that might be Marcus Germanus himself.
That guy should have a podcast. His voice is very podcasty, radio-y.
It does sound like he was kind of like doing this. But
I think.
Yeah. But anyway, thank you, Mr. No Name, for burning Josh. So we have talked. Our plans have been moved around a bit.
You can say that.
Yeah, just due to life. We still have a lot of things planned for Recycle Bin, like finally doing the sock test. For those of you who know, you know.
That's coming.
A lot of stuff is coming.
KYK.
Yep. I have a whole list of things in my phone.
Okay.
Included in that is wrestling episodes. but wrestling personas. We have it locked down.
Yeah, but it's a question that I want to answer seriously.
Yeah.
And I want to have an intimidating name, and my current wrestling name is not intimidating.
Albert Kirky isn't...
Would you be scared of that man?
You got to make it scary.
Coming in, weighing in at 178 pounds.
It's really light.
From Albuquerque, New Mexico, Albert Kirky.
Yeah, but you got to come in with aura. That's the issue. You got to come in with a gun. Just come in with a gun and go, pow, pow.
Okay, that's fine.
That's scary.
That would be scary, especially in a public place.
Dude, everybody would go, whoa, fuck.
Everyone would leave. They would get stuck out trying to run out the door.
Unless they knew it was his gimmick.
Unless they knew. But the first time, no one would know.
The first time that would be very concerning.
Like, at least with the fucking Kansas City machine guns or whatever they're called.
Motor City machine guns.
Yeah, when you hear their entrance go pop, pop, and then they go... Like, that makes sense.
Yeah.
If a guy named Albert Kirky comes out and that shoots a gun, that's a different
Think about
result.
How scary a guy named Albert Kirky is coming out in, like, dressed like Walter White with a gun.
To the Breaking Bad sound track, theme song?
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Mine would be, we've already got this figured out, Dan Diego.
Yeah. Are you from San Diego?
Yeah.
San Diego, Dan
Built
Diego.
Out of San Diego. Dan Diego. we actually designed this character in the game, WWE 2K24, last year's edition.
Yeah, I'm tangled.
He's an overweight guy who wears a lot of yellow and purple tights, and he has like a cobra headdress, like an Egyptian-style headdress for some reason.
That's Dan Diego.
Yeah, so I think he would be appropriately intimidating.
Does he come out with guns?
I could make him scary.
How? You have to decide right now.
How
What's
he'd
your
be
gimmick?
Scary? Well, I gave you the gun.
No.
I just
you
designed yours.
So I have to give it to you?
Yeah, you gotta give me a gimmick. How is Dan Diego gonna be scary?
He comes out with eviction notices.
With eviction notices? He's just evicting people.
Yeah. He comes out from everyone from San Diego.
That's
There's
crazy.
Only room for Dan Diego in San Diego.
That's a great promo line. There is only room for Dan Diego in San Diego. He starts taking people.
Yeah. Yes.
He's like the Undertaker, but he takes people from the audience.
If you sit in the front row, he just takes you.
He'll take you.
Yeah, I like it.
Almost made a terrible joke.
What?
Nothing. Let's move on.
What?
Let's keep going.
Can I know, but censor it?
Yeah. Oh, can't say that. Yeah.
Oh. I hope so much I remember to censor that.
Me too.
Oh, goodness.
All right. Well, you can't pick anymore. Let's keep listening. Here we go.
Remember that one time we tried to censor Ryan Boehner's name and I forgot and then it just got out there?
Here's hoping you censor this one.
Yeah, me too.
Hey, this is Aiden from New York
again.
I also wanted to say that I still have a 13 Pro Max as my personal phone. And I know this isn't Genius Bar, but I think that the 13 Pro Max really is the like ultimate iPhone.
Peak iPhone.
Especially if you don't really use the camera all
Only
that
been
often.
Downhill from there.
And also, please, please, please keep doing deep space stuff. Like, I love that kind of ranting.
You're lucky.
Yeah.
Aiden.
Anyway, keep journeying and burning.
Oh, thanks, man.
So
we
deep
will.
Space stuff. 124 light years away from us.
Yeah.
There is a planet.
You're going to hit him again? Exoplanet.
An exoplanet.
Yeah. No, I agree.
And on that planet is Mike Tyson.
You know, I ran into a person who has an iPhone 15 Pro, and they've just been dealing with this problem. Dude.
Okay.
The phone is just so hot. It just can't...
Still?
Yeah. It's still happening.
Hmm.
Isn't that fucked up?
That reminds me. The maybe that I put in there is a Mac Rumors article.
Oh, okay.
In our notes.
Uh-huh.
And the article is about the 16E selling more year over year than the SE. That's fucking... I almost said a word that you can't say anymore. That's stupid. That's fucking stupid to write an article about that, okay?
Yeah.
16E sales quarters outperform SE in first quarter year over year. No fucking shit. Anyway, the other part. Pro models decline. You and I are consistently on the right side of history. You know that?
Yeah.
The year that we went to we skipped the pros, we got the base models. We made a whole video about why the base model is literally fine. It's not like it used to be. Everyone should be buying a base model.
Yeah.
It seems the numbers would agree.
Yeah.
Isn't it nice to be on the right side of history so constantly, always?
Yeah, I appreciate it. I like being correct. That's
maybe
crazy.
Maybe that wasn't going to be the case, but everyone watched our video.
Mm-hmm, that's it, yeah.
And we swayed them.
Well, I just think Apple did a better job of, like, feature building the base models this year.
We're just past the point. Like, the only way to go, the only continuation of features is always going to be more than you need now.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay, you know what, though? I got one last thing to say about that, and related to Android.
Okay.
Having a 120 hertz refresh rate screen, dude, it's kind of, it really makes my base model iPhone 16 feel terrible.
Really?
Now I'm constantly reminded.
Oh, it's 120 hertz, and all the animations are twice as fast. So yeah, it really
just
plays with
it's
you.
It's very snappy, mm-hmm. and I go to my iPhone 16, and it's just a fucking locked 60.
Mm.
Ugh, it doesn't.
Can
that
you turn all
good.
Animations off?
Yeah.
It would probably feel crazy.
Oh, yeah. I'm sure it would. That's exactly what happens. Okay.
Next one. Who's up next?
Who's up next? We only got four this week, so getting close.
There was more. What happened to the people? They say bad things?
Why are you talking?
I...
Why are you talking? Also, we just got four this week.
There were more in there. So people...
Hey, here's a secret. We don't pick them all.
Oh.
We can't pick them all every week.
Yeah, but we can catch them all.
Well, yeah. Here we go.
Pokemon.
Hey, Jern and Brian. It's Kay from Vancouver Island. I guess that makes me Kern.
Kern.
Weird. Not sure I like it. Anyway, regarding SCPs and the snappy neck boy you mentioned previously, there is an SCP called the iPod.
Yes.
Very thematic. Which is cute AF and classified as safe. I suggest you check it out. It directly protects against SCP-173 snapping your neck.
Mm-hmm.
Again, the number for it is 131. I think I missed that the first time. As for a question, what's your favorite SCP? You don't have to like it or want to be its friend. Just what's the coolest / your favorite? Bye-bye.
Thank you, Kay. That's a fun question. So we've been talking
SCP. So there's an iPod and it protects you from another certain SCP?
Yes.
Skip up.
I think I pulled up the wrong iPod. Oh, the iPods. That's cute. There it is. So, for those people who are not caught up to recycle bin lore, we've been talking
a
decent
do
amount.
A control zoom?
Yeah.
Command zoom? Whatever it is.
I'll just do one of those.
Yeah.
We've been talking about SCPs pretty often. This is the iPods. It's funny, Kay. I'm talking directly to you. I forgot.
Can you blow this up real big?
No. There. Yeah, I can.
No, you can just zoom in all the way.
Here you go.
Oh. There they are. iPods.
I was just Googling. I forgot you gave us the number. There is also an SCP that is a fucking iPod Nano. So that's what I thought.
Okay.
Anyway, these are cute.
Are
they? Yeah, they're perfectly safe.
Terrifying.
Yeah, this is a pretty highly rated SCP. Jern, what is your favorite SCP?
I don't know. I don't remember any of them.
You don't remember any of them?
No.
I remember you being really freaked out by these.
I remember the ones that stood in the corner, and those were the scariest ones.
Yeah.
What is that?
That was...
SCP Corner Man?
Let's see. We can actually go by top rated, and... Oh, man. There's so fucking many SCPs. Goodness gracious. Top rated of all time.
Why don't they go by different names, other than just
fucking
numbers? Because
it's a pretend thing. Is it 173? I don't know, man. I've lost track. Oh, shit. I'm stuck in a loop. Is it 096? No. There's a lot of SCPs, guys. I like the ones that are spooky, and that's most of them. I haven't read the SCP wiki in a really long time. Anybody who actually...
Dude! I hate it!
Which one is that?
173.
Oh, it is 173. So I was right. Why did any photos come up?
It shouldn't. Google it.
Yeah, I'm going to have to. I thought this was the guy.
Oh, what? Wait, this isn't the one I thought. Oh, it is this guy.
Yeah, nope. Nope,
yeah.
Nope.
There we go.
Nope.
Okay, so for anybody who actually knows a lot about the SCP things, my favorite one was John's hiding. There was.
Whoa!
You turned. You fucking
idiot. Did I turn the audio off? Oh, man. Whoopsies. Well. If you're... Hello? Anybody?
Oh.
If you're wondering, audio listeners, what the hell happened, I turned off our power strip thing to turn the lights off to make it spooky in here. It also turned off our fucking dash cam, our audio recorder.
I gotta turn it back on now.
Hopefully it recorded and saved it.
Just cut the power.
I just didn't have batteries.
Oh, wow, we can hear ourselves now.
You want to hit the record button?
Sure.
Okay, we're back.
If we have to sync, I don't know. What a maneuver that was.
Man, I haven't journed it in a while.
Oh, it's been a minute.
Oh, goodness.
No.
Yeah.
No! He's writing my name on a sticky note. It's for the bad side.
It is for the
it?
Bad side.
Put it on.
I'm just happy you didn't write Josh.
You got your first bad sticky. Okay. Well, anyway, I think you just disconnected your mic, dude.
God,
what are you doing?
It's a fucking nightmare over here.
You are such a problem. There's a Samsung pop-up.
Why? On your Mac?
On your TV.
Oh. This is a Samsung TV. I forgot. Oh, okay.
Okay. Moving on, I guess.
That I haven't done anything like that in a while.
That was a mistake.
It's been a minute.
Uh-huh.
That was so stupid.
You got me sniffling.
I do?
And I'm just sniffling because I'm approaching a sickness.
I expect you to be way more mad than you were.
I mean, I'm used to you.
Okay.
This has been a long
Dude,
time.
When I had the headphones off and I had to switch, I heard it go quiet.
Yeah, you just stayed on the ground for a while.
Oh.
I wonder how this is going to come through in the edit.
Oh, they'll just hear us through that.
Hey,
probably.
Thanks, Kay. You're indirectly responsible. You're not getting a sticky, but...
Thanks, Kern.
Yeah, watch yourself next time. Okay, last voicemail of the day.
Jern, Burn. It's Peter from Vegas again. It's Pern.
Hi, Peter. Pern,
hey,
Pern.
I love the segment about your mom, bringing your mom on the show. I think that's why I enjoy watching you, especially John. Your dark humor is second to none. As someone who also doesn't have a family because everyone's dead, been dead for years, I appreciate it, man. And that's what we got to do. Just take everything on the chin, keep moving, make fun of it, and just keep on going. Glad to have you here, buddy. Really makes my day hearing you joke like that and take it on the chin. Great show, guys. Later. Bye.
Thanks, Pern. Putting
you
on the
good
side.
You know why you got to take it on your chin?
Why is that?
Because the chin is the only thing preventing it from getting your heart.
What?
You don't take it on the chin, you take it on your heart, and it's sad.
So what? Okay, so what does that look like when you protect yourself with your chin? Looks like you're trying to avoid eye contact. Is that a boxing thing?
Yeah, no.
Bobbing and weaving?
The way he was like, they've been dead for years. See, there are people that hear me talk like that, like in life, not in the audience, that have been like, I can't believe that that's how you... Like, that's funny to you. Like, it's so terrible.
Yeah.
And I'm like, how could it possibly be more terrible for you than it is for me? And who are you to say that it's so terrible that I cannot laugh? Sometimes things happen to such a degree, so consecutively, that you can't do anything but laugh.
Boy.
It's just, like, if you take a step back and you read just how terrible it was on paper, it's funny.
Yeah.
Was it funny at the time? Was I fucking laughing as people were dropping dead? No. It was very sad and tragic, and
it's
knew
true.
It was sad and tragic. But when you get older, you take a step back and you go, whoa, that was real fucked up, and all you could do is laugh.
Yeah.
They would laugh, too. The ones that died, they'd be like, yeah, that's ridiculous.
Yeah. You know, that actually, talking about your tragedy and how it affected me.
Uh-huh.
So,
you know, we've gone to school.
Yeah, we've been friends through all of that.
This happened when you were 14, mm-hmm. and we were both in eighth grade at the time.
Do you know the years? This is how when I say so consecutively.
No, I don't know them. I mean, it's your thing.
This is my family dropping.
Yeah,
2008 was my mom.
Yeah,
2009 was my stepdad. My dad.
Yeah.
I didn't know the
OG.
Yeah, I didn't know him. My mom, 2008, 2009, my dad. 2010, my uncle. 2011, my grandpa.
Uh-huh.
Skip 2012.
Yeah.
2013, grandma.
Yeah, that was very about that
time. I have taken all those years off since then. I have been free from that, but I've been free because there's no more. So...
about how it affected me.
That's really fucked up. Did everyone just wait and agree that they were going to go? Poof, 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 poof?
I think so. So this happened in eighth grade.
In between seventh and eighth. It was a summer.
Yeah, but you came back in eighth grade. Something you should know, viewers and listeners, if you didn't grow up at this time, that particular year, 2008. Was such a dominant year for your mom jokes. To like, that was like the new shit on the block.
Yeah,
everybody was going, making your mom so fat jokes. Uh-huh. And that sounds like so long ago, but
or,
it's just
true. Or just responding with that, like, hey, what are you doing? Your mom.
Yeah.
It was just like an instinct.
Yeah.
You just, like someone, a reflex.
Yeah, and we were 14, and it was the worst. Like, we had no filters, and we were little idiots.
Uh-huh.
So, like, that was my first trip and experience with self-censoring.
Like, thank you for your...
I hit somebody else with that by accident, who also lost his parent, his mother.
Who?
Tracy.
Oh.
And I felt so bad.
Yeah.
Cause I was like, oh, I'm safe.
There was one kid, Anthony.
Oh, yeah. That one.
I'm going to not say his name.
Yeah.
Just to spare him.
Uh-huh.
But he did it on purpose.
What an asshole.
Yeah. He did it on the bus one time. And this is after several times of us, like, of him fucking testing me. And it was a bad day.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Some random Wednesday.
Uh-huh.
And I was, like, leaving, getting off the bus. And he hit me with a your mom joke from the back of the bus. And I fucking stomped my ass back there. And I had him pinned against the back of the bus with my forearm. They had to pull me off. And then I walked off the bus, got off. And then the next day, I acted like nothing happened.
You?
And then he fixed my car a few years later.
Yeah, I feel like maybe that was, he felt bad, hopefully.
Well, he didn't do it again.
What an ass, man. Yeah.
Hopefully. But now, hit me with one. What are you doing?
What are you doing?
No.
What? What am I doing?
You respond with your mom.
What
are you doing?
Your mom.
See? Fine.
Oh. Nothing. Oh. It's not funny.
That's called healing.
Are you healed? Is that what you're saying? You don't...
I'm close. As close as you're going to get, probably.
Wowee. Well,
I don't... You want to know something?
That's all... Yep. Hit me.
If you could... Okay, see this little control box here?
Yeah.
This is our knobs mm-hmm. for our volume. If I turn this up, I hear louder.
Okay, I was waiting for you to kill me. Yeah.
Okay. If these were not knobs, but they were buttons instead... And I could hit, and someone was like, if you hit this one, it reverses all of that. You're still as old as you are now, but your mom is here. Everyone's here.
Yeah.
I would not hit them.
You sure?
I'm 100% positive.
This is getting a little real. Why?
I would not hit them.
Why would you not
hit them? Because I don't regret it. I didn't kill them. I didn't do it.
Oh, boy.
But I don't regret what happened, because I don't think I would be, I think I was on the road to being a bad kid.
I don't know.
I very firmly believe that that we are the things that happen to us.
Yeah, I'd agree
that
with you.
I could have been a drug addict, or I could have been this. I'm both.
I'll be honest. I'm both. Jesus.
Not both.
Yeah. No, I don't think you are gonna be a bad person.
You don't think so?
No.
I don't think this would be here. I don't know what I'd be doing. Probably not this.
Yeah.
And in order for things to be the way they are, and in order for me to think the way that I do and have like the patience I do, that has to happen.
Hmm. Well,
and it makes me sad, and sometimes I'm mad. Sometimes things happen to me where I'm like, wow, I'm so happy. I can't wait to tell.
Oh.
Well, like, hey, mad. Tell you what, we'll end the podcast on a real, hopefully, sweet, positive note,
mm-hmm.
because I'll hit the button for you.
You're going to bring them back?
Yeah, and then I'll make sure we get here.
Okay.
There you go.
Are you going to, like, how are you going to convince me that you know what you're doing?
It wouldn't be that hard. You've always been a kind of conspiracy theorist type person. I could just tell you, like, I got some crazy knowledge. So you just got to trust me for the next, like, 15 years.
You know, you might not have been able to do that.
Okay.
When we were kids, because we became best friends in our junior year, right?
Yeah, something like that, yeah.
10th, 11th grade.
10th, 11th, yeah.
At that time, you know who could have convinced me? Who? Brendan. Oh. And he would have fucked my life up.
He would have ruined you. Yeah. No, he was a bad person.
I would be like, sure, Brendan, press the button.
Well, we had experience. We had done a history project together.
Yes. We built the city of Troy.
Using
sugar
cubes.
Out of sugar cubes and glue. Do you remember our pond out of, like, food coloring and glue?
Yeah. Elmer's glue. Blue Elmer's glue. It looked great.
It's really sad that we don't have that. I mean, it'd probably be disintegrated by now.
It was literally made of sugar.
But as long as it doesn't get wet, wouldn't it be fine?
That was,
That was 2007, six or seven. That was our first year at that school.
That was like 17 years ago.
Yeah. Oh, that was the day. You would never come over, obviously.
Oh, I know what you're going to say, yeah.
Go ahead.
No, you go ahead. I know. I just know. It's your story.
My mom is still around, so yeah. She, like, everything's normal, and mm-hmm. I'm just walking him around. We had just moved into that house.
You,
like,
gave me a
few
tour
prior
of your house. That was my first time hanging out with you at your house.
Yeah, right? And before you do project, you have to, you know, you're getting a tour.
Yeah,
take him upstairs to my room, and I had just, like, a week before that, I had gotten a betta fish that was in a little tiny circular bowl. Uh-huh. It was really cool, tiny little bowl with a light.
Yep,
cool little betta fish. And I walk in, I go, "This is my fish." He's dead.
He was dead.
I did not know before that moment. That's just how I responded to it. He had perished. Turns out, need to heat him up.
Maybe it was me.
You think so? You killed him?
Maybe I had an aura
if you revealed to me today that before I had shown you, you were, like, if you showed me a picture of you in my room and you're, like, choking him out.
Choking a fish?
Yeah.
A little.
I'd still be your friend. I'd kind of laugh. That's nice. And laugh and be your friend.
Maybe I can have AI recreate that image.
Maybe.
Yeah.
Turns out, you know why? You know how, like, when you see betta fish, they're, like, fucking just staying still, chilling
at
the bottom?
Be like that, yeah.
That's because they're cold as hell.
Yeah.
They're just trying to make it.
Yeah.
Turns out you need to heat them up. And when they got proper heat, they love swimming.
And they need a big tank, everybody.
Do you remember Petey?
Petey, yeah.
Later Teresa, on in life, I had FPT.
Philip, Petey, and Teresa.
Yeah.
And they all died.
Yeah, no, Frank.
Frank. Oh,
Petey and Teresa. Philip with an F.
I don't know.
Philippe. And Petey was cool. He would jump out of the water. I put food, cat food, fish food on my finger, a little pebble. I hold it above the water and he go, whoop. And he jump up and get it. He was awesome.
Oh, wow.
Teresa got fucking ick.
Okay.
She blew up like a Goodyear blimp. I cried so hard over that fish. I was like 20 something years old.
I'm sorry that happened to you.
It was graphic and terrible, and I had to put her down. Do you know how you put a fish down? Now listen,
I feel like
just
I'm
to be clear,
know.
There is no way to fix her. Like, she is, it's been days, she's so filled with gas that she can't swim. She just floats upside down. And her scales are all protruding.
Yeah.
They look like
spikies?
Spikes because Aww. She's so bloated
That's
and
terrible.
Expanded.
That's terrible.
You put a fish down by putting them in a bowl with water. In this case, I put, like, some of her rocks from her a little aquarium down there, a little tree. It looked like a little fish bowl. And then you put it in the freezer.
Oh, Christ.
And you take them out about an hour later when they are a little icicle. But supposedly...
Painless.
They get sleepy.
Yeah.
They get cold, they get sleepy, go to sleep until they are completely frozen.
Okay. I'm offering this.
Mm-hmm.
If that's how you end up wanting to go.
Yes.
Just let me know.
Tomorrow, please. Tomorrow.
Tuck you to bed in the
Make
freezer.
Make sure this goes out.
Okay.
Yeah. Put me down.
All right.
Put me in a fucking little, make sure you put my rocks down there, a little tree, some of my decorations, maybe my Roman Reigns sign belt.
Your Roman Reigns title. put it around you. Thanks.
If I die, will you bury me in that? Well, don't bury me. Have me cremated. This is just for you to know. Tell somebody eventually. But and show them this clip if they don't believe you. But in the casket, because I do want a funeral. I'm not one of those guys like, no, don't. No, celebrate and have a funeral.
Okay.
And
make it big. Then roast you.
Yeah, sure. I want to be in the casket with my belt, with the Roman Reigns belt. Yes.
Yeah.
And anyone that comes up to the casket has to come in with their own entrance. That's like fun. Entrance music. Yeah. And
you know, if we plan it properly, we can actually have you holding the title up.
Plan it properly.
Just use the rigor mortis to like strategically place your arms. At least I think it's time to go.
This is not the same as Genius Bar.
No. There's an energy to this show.
And we want to put this as the main thing on the channel.
I feel like
people are not ready. Like the regular FPT audience,
no.
They have no idea this exists, and they have no idea this is what we're actually like. We seem so put together over there.
I know that this is like the new run of the current recycle bin.
Yeah, sure.
But I'm already starting to organize it into eras.
Okay. Of just this season?
Yeah.
Okay.
Like there was an era that was like all about
professional.
There was like the return era where we were just kind of getting our footing. Then there was the era that we really started hitting space really hard.
Mm-hmm.
There was a flat earth era.
Mm.
Now we're into this weird dark era.
Dark ages.
Yeah.
You know, the first episode of Recycle Bin back for this season four or whatever the fuck.
Yeah.
I don't know if you remember how insane I was about that episode. I edited it was audio only. I edited the fuck out of the episode, and I went as far as to re-record my lines.
I remember that now.
Like, I would pretend to be talking to you and then edit it in, so like future me was pretending to talk to past you.
That's crazy.
Because I was so worried about how I was saying stuff, what I was saying. That was months ago. That was not years ago. That was months ago. And now look at us. Look at this fucking show. I turned the whole thing off.
Mid-show. Okay. Well, guys, you know, I hope you enjoyed this episode.
I hope you did, too.
If you have some comments.
Who was the guy that said everyone died? What was his name?
That was Pern.
Pern? It was Pern?
Well, Peter from Vegas.
Well, Pern, sorry for your losses. And we should make a club together.
Yeah, Jern and Pern can have their own sort of loss group.
It's not the same thing as Jern and Burn.
No.
But it's a close
second. It's sadder.
It's sadder.
Yeah.
Is it? You got some sad shit, too.
Yeah, that's true. Okay.
It's your turn. Go ahead.
404.
Let's get a list.
919-5530.
Let's get a list.
We
want to know. Give us your trauma and put it in the show.
Good night, folks.
Good night.